couples, let's talk about love.
We're not experts, just taking you on our journey of love.
Hey, babe.
How are you?
How are you? You always got this sexy, hey, babe. How are you?
That's just me. That's what I got you hooked with anyway.
You did.
I was like, ooh, his voice sounds nice. He got a radio voice and a model face. I like that.
Listen to you. So today, we're going to talk about not tonight.
But when?
So you all about to get some down and dirty info from us today.
There you go.
You okay with that?
I'm okay.
I'm okay too.
You okay?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
You okay?
You okay? I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Let's do this. So,
okay, not tonight, when? So, you know, that's the age-old dilemma. Well, I mean, there's multiple dilemmas. Yes. You know, because we could say, what do you want to eat?
And I'm like, and I don't know. What do you want to eat? Thing.
You know, but then you have, if not tonight, when? So, if you don't, you know, what are we going to eat will be a whole nother topic that we'll get into. But this one, not tonight, when, you know, comes up in marriages. I mean, and could be a whole host of reasons why it doesn't happen.
And we want to say this is going to be a part of our intimacy series. Mm-hmm. So this is the start of it. And it's going to go, I guess, a couple of episodes.
Yes, 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 yes. So just thinking about it, you know, like sometimes, you know, one person's in the mood and the other one's not. And they got to figure out why, when, how, what. So you think about like what kind of things would change that feeling for you.
Well, you know, I know at one point when we were first into our whole relationship, we was like at it like Energizer Bunnies.
All the time.
All the time. And then, you know, the issues and problems came and it kind of like,
I don't know if it's true. It's also real life. Yeah. You know, like in the beginning, it's kind of, you know, it's like an interview. You know, when you're interviewing, you put on your best and everything is perfect. And, you know, but then you get to the job and, you know, it's not the exact same, you know. So I think once you start incorporating real life into it, you know, then real life comes up. And real life means conflict. Real life means stress. Real life means, you know, outside influences. Real life, you know, there's all these different things that come into the real life as opposed to the initial just like.
We just getting it in.
Hey, we're feeling each other, you know, completely because those outside things are not there yet.
Well, and not only not there like yet, they're irrelevant at that point because it's about a need that we want to fulfill. I believe, like we had this need to explore each other and the explorations were great. And we wanted to keep exploring and we wanted to, you know, try different exploration places, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then the life stuff started to come in because then we made this commitment that, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah. And then it changes because now you're seeing each other more.
Yes.
I mean, think about real life. I mean, like you're literally, again, going in for your interview. It's one time. Now you're going to work 5 days a week, you know, like, so it's
well,
like,
7 days,
you know, seven, but now we're 70, like you're together. So it's like, this is your person, you know, and you see everything, you hear everything, you feel everything, you know, so all those things come into a factor and now you have to adjust. And I think that's the hard part is the adjustment because, you know, if we're not in a good place, then it's hard to push that next thing. I know there's people that say like, oh, they have the makeup sex and all that. But
I think the reality is makeup sex is one thing, but the harsh life of reality is another. Like what brought on these intense moments of unhappiness or intense moments of this argument got so deep that it's almost there's no coming back from that.
Or it may not even be an argument. Maybe you're just not connecting. Yeah. You know, in our last one, we talked about how, you know, no more date nights. We don't need more date nights. And we talked about, you know, how a date night could become mundane as well. Mm-hmm. And you need to connect. So like, if you're not connecting.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, like you think about it, chemistry. We talk about it with movies. You know, oh, some actors together and actresses, they're really good together. They got that chemistry and like people have that chemistry. You could be attracted to somebody and not have that chemistry, you know, and you could be not attracted to somebody and have that chemistry, you know, like, so the chemistry, that connection, that bonding, you know, is also a part of the intimacy, a part of that feeling, you know, like, and I want to be with this person.
And I don't think we weren't attracted to each other or we weren't connecting. It's just that there was some disconnects.
Well, I think there was a misconnection in some places, you know, like where we just, at some point you get into a routine. I mean, we've gone through the different cycles within the relationship where sometimes you're in a routine and you're like, you feel like you're on autopilot. You know, you wake up, you know, you make breakfast, you know, you iron clothes, you're driving, you drive back, you know, and in that time it's a lot of, if there's superficial connection where you're just doing your routine. And because you love this person, you keep on that routine. But necessarily, have you truly connected? Like, are you enjoying your time together, or is it just your time together?
But I think we do enjoy our time together.
I do, but I'm saying that we've also had a time where we were just having time together. Mm. You know, where it was just, we were just doing.
Going through the motions.
Yeah, it was just what it was. I mean, it had nothing to do with the love. You know, you love each other. I think you can love somebody, you can love somebody and be in love with them, but still not be connected in a deep way, you know, and that makes a difference where you may.
But what got us there though? What got us to that not being deeply connected? That's the question.
Yeah. And I think that's different things, you know, arguing.
Yeah. And we got to keep this one that we don't have any little children. We don't have any babies.
Yeah.
So that's out of the equation,
definitely. But that could be a factor for other people, you know.
Exactly,
like having
but
kids, so
we're
say,
speaking
yeah,
more so yeah, of so not just, having those.
Yeah, so not even, you know, even outside of that, because we understand that that's a whole separate piece there. And because our relationship didn't start with little ones, and it has no little ones now, really, because we have grandkids, we can't really speak on that. So, you know, just know.
In the context of.
This is just, you know, but also know for those couples that do have kids that you're not alone, because this does happen to couples that don't have kids as well. You know, getting into that mundane life, that routine can be scary.
So I know for me, I'm going to say this. My turn off would be like, if we get into this argument. So let me just say this. Jason is more forgiving than I am. I kind of like hold a little bit of a grudge. I hold that in. Oh, shush. You know, and I think my turnoff is that he can so easily say, it's over, done, I'm moving forward. With me, I'm holding on like, no, I'm not done with this. I'm still upset, which then filters into, don't even look at me, which then filters into, don't touch me, which then filters in, I'm sleeping at the edge of the bed. And then that intimacy is pretty much gone for me. Because I'm still in the moment and he's past the moment, but I don't want to argue about it, but I want him to acknowledge that I'm still in this moment. Not that I love you any less. And I think if that was the case, if he would acknowledge that, okay, she's still in this moment, let me just, you know, either stand down or acknowledge, I know you're still upset. So when you're ready,
Now I just sit back.
Yeah, like when you're ready, then we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But now it's gotten to that point where he's like, okay, I see she's still in the moment. And I think that's where the intimacy kind of fell apart for me, you know, because you're not acknowledging. So I don't even want to be bothered with you. And it's like, well, come on. I'm like, no, I'm not into it tonight. And then the next night, come on. I'm like, no, I'm still not into it. And you're like, okay, damn it, when? How long are you going to hold this? And I think it was because I needed him to acknowledge that, you know, and respect the boundaries for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we get older, especially for myself, there's an age difference here, you know, for us. Not much, but still an age difference, you know, and they said men peak. You know, their peakness comes down at age 60 and 70. Good gracious, y'all, some horny men. And women, ours kind of start at late 40s, early 50s. So I'm actually 55.
I'm 48.
You know, so, you know, it's, I guess it's between those times now. Like, I think I try to keep it moving.
Yeah, you do. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. It be there. You know, and I think it's just a matter of, I mean, like, we, like I say all the time, we got our whole lives ahead of us.
Yeah.
You know, and I think in the beginning, you're like, you don't know how long it's going to last, so you're trying to get in as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that good meal, and you're just like, oh, my God, it's so good, and I'm going to keep eating it. You know, like, versus now, it's like, oh, I can come back again. I can save some for later. You know, like, it's not going to end. I mean, like, where are we going?
Yeah,
you're right here. So
oh,
I mean, it's,
see
it's,
how much I love this man.
You know, so it ain't going nowhere.
And you know, the best part for me is when we do get into that moment, I do really and truly feel that connection. Like I'm more of a like you have to physically like get me in the mood. I think my husband just looks and he's like in the mood.
There you go. That's where it's supposed to be.
Like whoops, there you go. I'm like, goodness. And I think it's more like a serious, deep intimacy for me that I need to connect.
And
by
also
touch, by kiss, by, you know, like those are my.
And for me, I just want to keep letting her know that I'm very much attracted to her and still into her. So I keep going, you know,
he
I
does.
Keep telling her, like, hey, I always say, like, if I don't, you know, make an inappropriate statement or something like that, that's when you worry. I was like,
you say that,
you know, but you ain't got to worry about that because I'm still doing that always.
And you know, and when we do get that very intimate, very like connecting moment, it's there, mm-hmm. And then it's intense, and it's like, and it could be it's been a minute, but
could also been yesterday.
It's still there. And that makes me feel even more like, okay, he's still there. He still loves me, you know, and I really appreciate him, you know, walking with me, being understanding, you know.
And there's a part of it that, you know, for me, it goes back to just something that I always believe that, you know, partners should fantasize about each other. You know, and you know, dream of that person. So it's fine, you know, and the whole idea of the fantasy is it's in that moment, it's not reality. So it's fine to fantasize, especially about, you know, about your significant other, you know, because that's ideal, you know, so that when it does happen, your mind has built up this fantasy about the person, you know, and it could be, you know, something they wore. It could be something they said. It could be something that happened the last time. It could be something from the first time. You know, like, so you just, you keep those in your memory. You keep those connected. And that builds up on that intimacy, on that moment, on that connection. You know, and I think that's important. I think oftentimes we forget about those things. We put them in the past. You know, regardless of how far, I mean, it's been 13 years since we first got together.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I still remember that night, you know, it was, I don't know how, because we was a little bit inebriated, but it was all right, you know, it was fun, it was a good time, you know, but we had a great time, and we kept it going. So good, we stayed together the whole weekend, I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep putting it out there.
We're not going to go there yet.
But, you know, but you keep connecting to those moments, you know, like, and that's what's important.
I think the hard part for me is that I'm not saying that it becomes irrelevant, but like a movie I watch at that moment and then I let it go. I need to learn to fantasize. But what I do think about is like, I'll be sitting somewhere and I think about like, oh, that was a great kiss he gave me. Or, oh, I like when he touched me there. Then that gets me like, oh, excited. And those are the things that I think about more so, not a fantasy, but more so an actual remembrance of a good touch, a really passionate kiss, you know, a really like brush against my breast kind of thing. It's like, oh, that was nice. Or like the other day, and he paid for everything, and I was like, oh yes. He said, now you make sure you remember that when we get back home. And what happened? We was tired. We both went to bed.
Went right to sleep.
And you know, and there's other things that come into place as well, like stressors and anxieties and, you know, like.
Yeah, just everyday life. I mean, like stuff that it may not even be, and it may not even be about your partner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this could be about work. Could be about your family. Could be about your kids. You know, all these other things that come in that, you know, at the end of the day, if you're thinking about that, then your mind is not going to, oh, let me be naked for my significant other. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so somebody is sick. Yeah. Somebody is hurt. You know, like,
or you're sick. Or you're sick. Not feeling well.
You know, so that makes a factor. And as the other person, you have to recognize that and know that it's not about you. And I think that's the piece. Mm-hmm. Like, if you genuinely are connected, then you realize that this is not about you. You know, I think what comes into play is that people start taking it personal, you know, and start feeling like maybe they're not attracted to me or they don't want me anymore. And isn't that, how about they got a lot going on, you know, and you just not recognizing the fact that they got a lot going on. Maybe start with, what can I do to take this off your plate? And that may change everything. I mean, those little simple words could literally bring the person into saying, oh, a weight has just lifted off my shoulder. Now I can look back at you and be like, ooh, hey, since I got some space in this space, you know, let's
And you know, go that's like, this is what makes me love this man even more. Like, we're kind of going through that. You know, I'm going through a lot of stressors right now, a lot of anxiety. And, you know, and I so appreciate the fact that he says, you got a lot going on. And I see that. You have no idea how much that makes me feel better. You know, give me a little bit of a reprieve. You know, not that it has nothing to do with him. Nothing at all.
Yeah, and but you got to get to a point where you understand that. You know, and that's not overnight. You know, yeah, it's taken me some time to understand. But it also, it's because of the connection. I think that
got me over about to cry.
That's the key. Like, when you connect and you feel that connect, then you understand what the other person is going through. So it's not just, you know, sympathy. It's empathy. You're empathizing with them. And when you empathize with them, like, now you understand it. So I believe that is where it helps, because now it's not, oh, so if this ain't about me, you know, because even if it's a, let's think about it even in terms of an argument, mm-hmm. it's still not really about me. Monica just said, you be stuck in your thing. I'm past it, so I'm done. We've closed it. I've apologized, you've apologized, whatever it is. But if you're still stuck in it, it ain't got to do with me. It ain't nothing I can do except for just let it go until she's ready, you know, and then I just got to be like a fireman. I just got to be ready. So when the alarm goes off, I got to jump on that pole and slide down and put my gear on and jump right in and, you know, and go for it, because that, you know, so I'm always at the ready. I always said I wanted to be a fireman when I was younger, so I'm ready like a fireman at all times. So when she says, she gave me the look, let's go, you know, no matter where we are. We had a restaurant. We could be anywhere. And that just happens. You know, I'm hoping this podcast is pretty quick, because I got it. But you know, you never know what may happen. But you know, but that's the concept. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, you have to really be connected. And once you connect, then you understand where that person is and what you can do, you know, because not tonight is not, you can't let it take over you and make it feel like this is all about you. You know, like, talk it out. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. I think it goes back to communication.
Exactly.
We got to communicate, you know, because say something like, hey, you know what? I miss our intimacy, but I understand something is going on, but whatever I can do to help alleviate that, you let me know, you know, but like, it's just missing it. And that's it. I mean, because this is my person. So I'm not interested in, you know, anywhere else. I want it with my person.
And I think it's important that we keep those lines of communications open, because we don't want that other person to feel like they're being slighted in any way, that there's any outside other persons that's taking over your mindset. You know, I think it's also, it has to be put upon the other person, like myself, to say, look, I'm not in a good place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, it's nothing against you. I'm going through this. You know, to speak up as well so that, so that your partner will know, okay, whew, not about me.
You know, and it's interesting that we don't recognize it in certain places. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, I don't want to have an argument when I'm extremely hungry. I want to have an argument when I'm extremely tired. Mm-hmm. I want to have an argument when I'm sick, because it's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't it work for this as well? Like, there's other factors that may say, maybe I'm not in the mood. You know, that doesn't have to relate to you. We take on this, if not tonight, you know, kind of situation, and we automatically assume it's because of the other person. You know, or no other factors, when there's other things that could be a factor there. So we have to first stop there, you know, and think about what those other factors are before we get to that point, because I think that's what gets couples in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, is that if you just give one reason, so the only reason she doesn't want me tonight is because she doesn't want me anymore. So I need to go somewhere else. You're like, no, you know, or I need to go talk to somebody. Like, no, it's like, how about you just have a conversation with your significant other and be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What can I do to help? You know, and not about sex, just what can I do to
and
help you?
And I think
you?
That's the biggest problem. We go right into talking about why you don't want to have sex with me, why you don't want to do this, instead of like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it goes back to what you said earlier, to have that deep connection, not just about having intercourse or sex with each other, making love. It's not about just about that. It has to play into the relationship, because mm-hmm. that's a natural part of life. But it also has to be, you know, like, what is bringing us to this? Mm-hmm. Why are we at this point in our life? What do we need to do? What do we need to say? What needs to be done? Who do we need to talk to?
Yeah.
You know, and I think once we get that down pat, the connection will never go away,
mm-hmm.
because now you can read me and I can read you.
Yep. I think, you know, I think about when early on, you know, I had a feeling that it was rejection,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that word sparked a lot in you.
Yes.
And you didn't like it.
Didn't like it at all. You know, it was never a rejection.
But that's how it made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me feel that way because, again, I was looking at it one-sided. You know, I was looking at it from my perspective, not taking into account your perspective. And the more we spoke about it and realizing that it's not that, and it's, you know, there's all these other things. Now, I haven't felt that in years, you know, like, because it's not about rejection. It's really about
me.
I'm connecting with my person, so I know what's going on. And it's like, hey, you got something going on. Like, it's okay. You know, like, it's.
And it worried me that he thought that I was rejecting him. Like, no, you're my husband and I love you. It's not a rejection. You know, I mean, work was a really big bone of contention for me, and it
yeah.
kind of just made me feel some kind of way. Now, I didn't need to, it should not have, you know, come into play into our intimate life, but my mind was so stuck on unhappiness at work and how do I make myself feel better at work that I brought it home.
But until you recognize what the issue exactly. is yourself, it's hard. You know, so I mean, it's not just intimacy that came into play. It came into play in regular life.
Yeah.
And it came into play for you on your own. So like,
yeah.
either way, like, once we recognize it, then we can say, oh, we know how to fix this. Like, let's adjust this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. You know, and sometimes it's just a quick, hey, let's change our mindset. You know, like, I know there's been times where we're coming from work and you've told me, like, oh, today was a day. And it was like one of the things I said, you know what? We're going to go grab something to eat out and just have a good
yeah.
time. You know, and it's just because it's going to be do something different, because
yeah.
the routine is go home, we cook, we eat, you know, we do this, and then you wake back up again, and you go right back to it, versus let's throw a monkey wrench in there and do something a little different, you know, and that's fine, because that way that allows you a little bit of solace to say, oh, I needed that. You know, and but that took connection. Because if you're not connected, then we just go with our routine.
And again, when he spoke about the rejection, I needed him to know that that's never where my mindset goes.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I might not have handled it the best way to make him feel that way. But I think with the help of our therapist and how to communicate this better helped a great deal.
It goes back to communication. I mean, it's all because even with how you're feeling, you need to communicate that with your significant other. Like, because oftentimes we keep things
to ourselves,
you know, but it's like, we gotta express it. I think the last week I was like, you know, I got a lot going on at work. I'm stressed. You know, I'm a little bit overwhelmed, but I'm getting through it, you know? So it's like, okay, I know he's in a place.
Right.
You know, and he's working, and also recognize that if he's saying that to me, that must, he means he's also working to make sure he tries not to bring it into the home, mm-hmm. you know, which, so that means you got to give somebody a little grace.
Yes.
You know, at that time, because you know, it's not easy. It's not easy for me to not allow the stresses in life to go there. You're like, so I'm not sleeping. I wasn't sleeping well, like all the other things. And she recognized that, but then it's like, okay, I'm not going to push
add
on something.
That.
Yeah, you know, and it may have been something that she wanted to discuss with me, but she's like, I'm not going to do it right now because it's not there. And that's the same thing. You know, like, if you can choose to say, I'm going to back off because I understand that they're going through this, then it's the same thing when it's not tonight. You know, like, hey, maybe it's not time. It's cool. Like, look, we got the rest of our lives together. There's not a marathon. There's not a time period. There's not a checkbox. It's like,
that.
When it comes, it's going to come. And when it comes, it's good every time. So, hey, you know, that we connected. And we're connected in such a deep way that that's never a factor for us. So.
And keeping in mind, it has never always been like that. I mean, we've come a long way to be able to even discuss this now and feel very comfortable with it.
I agree.
I think that's a big deal as well.
Yeah.
So I want to say this to my husband, like, thank you for giving me grace. Thank you for understanding. And know that I will jump your bones until your back is blown.
Oh, I like that. There we go. Y'all heard it. It's on tape now, so we got it on recording.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to him. No, but we're going to say this, you know, talk to one another, give each other grace. Know that it's not about you per se. It's about the situations that are around you, the stressors, the anxieties, the things that just come into play that you try not to bring home.
Yeah.
And then knowing that we love each other and knowing that is half the battle.
That's it.
So, babe, we got some good news for you
big
all.
Time. Ba, 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 ba.
I love when you do that. I love it. So we want to say thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. Please subscribe. And if you like our podcast, give us a like on Facebook, shout out on Instagram. And guess what? Join us next week.
Next week.
Friday, April 26th. We're going to be live.
Live and direct, baby.
At the Pink Palace Boutique. And we're going to discuss 6 different types of intimacy.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
So get your questions ready. You're going to see this beautiful face and handsome face.
What's
in
the hotel
person.
Next year?
Would you stop it?
Okay.
And then we're going to take some questions and we're going to talk about these 6 different types of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a part of our intimacy series.
Yes.
So until next week, don't forget to tell your spouse, I love you.
I love you.
And you know that you're my rock.
And you're my peace.
All right, people. We'll talk to you. See you all next week. Bye now.
Peace out. We'll be right back.